to It's Pretty Personal, a podcast all about sharing South Asian stories. How are you guys doing? Now, I know Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend, and I feel like Valentine's Day is such a double-edged sword. It's great for couples to celebrate their relationship like we celebrate mothers and fathers on Mother's Day and Father's Day, but I also feel like it makes some single people feel like and they start questioning why they're single and subconsciously feel as though they have to be in a relationship. Not because they want to, but because that's what everyone around them is doing. And I know that that can sometimes be the case for me. And around this time, when I do see all the couples, I do question, what's wrong with me? Am I really that unattractive? And I end up saying so many like negative things that the list goes on. And honestly, I really need to remind myself that it's actually okay to be single, and single life has its perks. So to all my single people out there, I'm going to give you 5 reasons as to why it's okay to be single. Now, trust me, there's more than 5, but these are like my top 5. So if you have a single friend, a family member, or just someone that you know that just hates being single, then send this episode to them. Before we get started, don't forget to follow or subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Season 2 has literally just started, and I don't want you guys to miss out on any of the episodes. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate this 5 stars and leave a review, because honestly, reviews really help podcasts grow. And don't forget to follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Pretty Personal. I always do a guest reveal a day before the episode airs, and I have some amazing guests lined up, so you don't want to miss that. So let's get started and get into the episode. Number 1. You got to remember that everyone's life is different. We're all born on different days, have different names, and we also have different timelines. So just because your sister found her bae at 18 and got married to them at 25, it doesn't mean that you will, and you need to accept that. How boring would the world be if we all got married at 25, had kids at 28, retired at 60, and died at 80? Although it sounds quite comforting, it's also really predictable. And that's the beauty of life, is so unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and we don't even know when we're going to die. And again, everyone dies at different ages. You got to remember, and there's a really well-known quote, which says that London is 8 hours ahead of LA, but that doesn't make LA any slower. They also get 24 hours in a day. Someone can be married at 21 and divorced at 30, whilst another person can be married at 30 and happily married for 40 years. Everyone is following their own timeline. And although it might feel like people are running ahead of you in life, we need to step back and realize that we're all running completely different races, and everyone's race course is a different length. We don't know where our paths lead to, and right now, that's so frustrating because, like you, I just want to know so I can be prepared for it. But we just got to believe that our path is going to end up somewhere amazing, and all the obstacles in the way were totally worth it. Point number 2, you get more time alone to really get to know yourself. In a way, you're lucky. You have time to focus on that one person, yourself. Society, pop culture, and people always talk about your first love and how there's this big song and dance about having your first love and how you'll never forget them, etc., etc. But what if we flip that narrative and say that we are our own first loves? And we are our own first loves from day dot, because that's the person you spend the most time with and ultimately be the person you'll continue to spend the most time with. So surely that relationship is something that you should invest in and nurture, because unfortunately we can't escape or break up with ourselves when things go wrong. People say that you learn a lot about yourself when you're in a relationship. And whilst that might be true, you also learn a lot about yourself when you're single, because it gives you the time to really define and think about what's important to you, your morals, your deal breakers, the type of person you want to spend your life with, if that's what you want to do. No judgments here. Having a happy, healthy relationship with yourself not only makes you so much more self-confident, but it allows you to tune out that noise around you. You know, the pressure, expectations, yada, yada, yada. But having that time allows us to work on ourselves. And it could be so many different things. It can be those dreams and goals that we don't really tell anyone, but then play out imaginary scenarios in the shower about what our life will be like when we reach them. I don't know. Does anyone else do that? Is it just me? Okay. But not only that, not only your dreams and goals, but also the traits that you want to improve on. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I want to call it compliment culture. And I'm so intrigued if people listening feel like this too, because I get really awkward when I get a compliment and it feels as though I need to play it down or compliment them back so the light is off me and it's balanced. And I don't know if it's a female thing, if it's a cultural thing, or maybe it's a me thing. Honestly, I think it's a mix of all three. I think for me, if I'm really reflecting, is that I don't ever want to be seen as cocky or up myself, because I don't like that trait in other people. So why would I do that to myself? So when I do receive a compliment, I'm like, oh, no, or make it out like it's no big deal, when actually it's a massive deal. It's like sometimes I go like red and I try to like deflect the conversation somewhere else. But then subconsciously, I'm dimming my own light when I should be embracing it. And I don't know where that balance is. Like, how do I own a compliment and be like, heck yeah, thank you so much for saying that, because it did take so much hard work, without coming across as cocky or arrogant? Because I don't really think we're taught that. And I definitely think it's easier to accept a compliment online than face to face. But yeah, that's just something that I want to get better at in 2021, is just owning my achievements and just learning to accept compliments. On a real though, I feel that lockdown has been such a blessing in disguise in terms of my podcast, and I'm so glad that I had the time to fully commit to it. And in all honesty, I don't think I would have been able to invest that energy if I was in a relationship. And I know I'm not alone in that. I feel like I'm in this mindset where I try to be the best version of myself as much as I can. And yes, I say as much as I can, because I think in the past, I've sometimes been so hard on myself and always been like, you have to be the best version of you. And it's not realistic. Like, some days I just want to eat a tube of Pringles in bed and watch Netflix. And I don't know why, but I've just been obsessed with Bridgerton. I don't know if anyone else has, but like, I love that show. But it's not all sunshines and smiles, because I do get lonely sometimes, and those times are hard, and you do end up worrying about the future. But I also then have to tell myself that we have this time that we might not ever get again. And I don't know what the future holds, so I don't want to waste it. Number three, you can live your best life on your terms. Now, the term living your best life has been thrown around so commercially these days, like hashtag living your best life. But what does it actually mean? So I thought I stalked the hashtag on Instagram, which currently has 5.5 million posts attached to it. I saw a lot of holidays, some amazing island pictures, and a lot of dogs. And everyone's definition of living their best life is different, and I would love to know yours. Message me on Twitter and Instagram at Pretty Personal on what living your best life means to you. To me, living my best life means having full freedom on what I want to do, being truly happy with the people around me, and fearless enough to reach my goals and new opportunities. And having that freedom to do what you want to do is such a privilege. Being single right now, you can choose what to eat. You can choose what to do in your spare time. You can choose what movie you want. Like, I know this sounds really small and simple, but you actually don't need to coordinate that with anyone else or compromise on anything. And I've always wondered this. So if any of you guys are in a relationship, like, can you please let me know? Say if it's date night and you guys are like, oh, let's just watch something on Netflix. How long does it take for you guys to like scroll on Netflix to decide on a movie that you're both happy with? Because in my head, I feel like it's a long time, because I love rom-coms and like chick flicks, but like with the person I'm with also like rom-coms and chick flicks, probably not. So then we actually have to find something that like we both want to like, I don't know, watch. Isn't that going to take more time? Because seriously, like me by myself, I take like 30 minutes deciding what to watch on Netflix and then being like, oh crap, there's nothing to watch. So I don't know how people do it. Anyway, coming back on topic, living your best life can mean so many different things. It can be discovering your new passion, finding a new hobby. And I know it's kind of hard to live your best life during a pandemic when so much is off limits, but it's a great time for introspection if you're into that. And reflecting on how much you've grown from past experience and how strong you really are. And trust me, like, we're all strong for getting through freaking 2020, okay? Like, pat on your back. Do you know how I describe 2020? It's basically, if anyone watched the Harry Potter film, it's basically film 6 and film 7 of the Harry Potter films, okay? So I'm kind of hoping that 2021 is basically film 8. Does that make sense to anybody? And again, we went off topic, so back on topic. And also to create a list of all the things that you wanted to do when lockdown is over and everything is safe again, because then you'll be living hashtag your best life. Point number 4, you're not tied down and pretty flexible. I saw something on social media a few months back, and there was this thing that, you know, you just read it and it just stays with you. So basically, it was this diagram of a couple at the bottom of the stairs and a couple at the top of the stairs and a single person in the middle. The whole diagram was trying to explain that a single person is neutral, is not in a healthy relationship, but nor is it in a toxic relationship, trapped and unable to leave with someone that doesn't respect them. And there was just something about it, because being halfway up that staircase is better than being at the bottom of the staircase. And trust me, I don't want to be at the bottom of that staircase. But being single means that you're flexible. So imagine if COVID wasn't a thing and you got your dream job in your dream city, like for me, that's New York, and you can just get up and leave. Whilst if you were in a committed relationship, it would make it so much harder because you had to factor in another person. And if you ever felt unhappy about something, whether that's your job, your living situation, you can kind of make that choice for yourself and just change it without it drastically affecting another person. And you can be spontaneous, like have that eat, pray, love moment, like travel wherever you want to go, discover new things. And you know how everyone's like, traveling's where you find yourself. And although I don't really fully agree with that, I definitely think that there's so many great memories that you can make when you're traveling, which you can kind of reminisce about when you're older. Not going to lie, I've been reminiscing about them during lockdown in 2020 anyway. And finally, point number 5, it's not the end of the world because there's so much more to life than a relationship. Contrary to popular opinion, it's not everyone's goal to be with someone. And you shouldn't assume that even though society makes you feel like that. I feel that society puts people who are in a relationship on a pedestal, and those in a relationship are more accomplished, and it can make single people feel inferior when actually these single people are so strong. Everyone is going through something. So just because you make a judgment on someone based on their outside doesn't mean that you know what's going on the inside. So just please be kind. That single person might have got out of a toxic relationship, which was really difficult for them and needed some time for themselves. It's easy to assume that everyone that's single wants a relationship when that's actually not the case. And I understand it's harder in certain families and cultures where a big part of a woman's worth is being with a man. And that's the criteria they like grade your success in quotation marks. Firstly, you shouldn't be graded at all because I think it's stupid. But if we're going with this analogy, then I feel like it should be on who you are as a person and the amazing things that you have achieved. So many of us have done things to break up the mold of what a stereotypical South Asian guy or girl, not even South Asian, but like depending on your culture. Shout out to you guys. Whether that be the first person to move out for uni, the first person to move abroad, whatever that may be, that's massive achievements and you should be so proud of yourself. And if you don't want to be in a relationship, that's fine. And if you don't want to settle for that typical brown boy, like that's fine too. Good for you for knowing what you want. If you want it to happen for you and finding love is something you plan to do, then trust me when I say that it will happen for you. It might not happen right now. And okay, this is going to sound so cliche, but good things happen to those who wait. And when does something amazing in our lives just get handed to us in a platter? Like really rarely. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up, which can be really hard for people that are single. Can I just be really honest with you? I've never had a Valentine on Valentine's Day. I guess my time just has never come, which is fine. But I know that there's been times in the past on Valentine's Day has definitely made me feel a certain type of way. And I do go into that mindset of just constantly questioning my life and worrying about the future and like, am I ever going to find love and yada, 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 yada. But there's two things that's actually worked for me. Firstly, my friends and hashtag Galentine. And secondly, getting off social media for the day. Because I don't really want to see people's stories about how happy they are in their relationship and how that person completes them. I actually don't like the fact that they say this person completes them because honestly, like you're your own person and no one should complete you other than yourself. But that's a whole conversation for another day and probably another podcast episode. The way some people avoided social media on New Year's Eve when everyone was posting about all the amazing things they did in 2020 in the height of a pandemic, you can do the same thing on Valentine's Day. So if you don't want to see couple pictures or people posting about their relationship, like you don't have to. And here's some cool things that you can do with your girls for Galentine's or your guys for Guyentine's. Is Guyentine's a thing? Firstly, wine and movie night. So crack open that bottle of wine, a beverage of your choice if you don't drink, and watch a movie together on video call with your friends. And I know To All the Boys Part 3 is coming on Netflix in a few days and I'm a sucker for rom-coms, so I'm definitely watching that with the girls. But it doesn't need to be a movie if that's not your thing. You can kind of bake together on video call or have a competition to see whose bake was the best. Like I've actually done that over lockdown and it's so much fun. Number 2, you can have a Zoom trivia night, which is basically just another quiz night and if you guys are not fed up with them. But just have questions on like how well you guys know each other or just like have those kind of scenarios and reminisce the memories that you had with one another. And I feel like whenever you look back and you kind of like reminisce as a group and relive the funny times, it always brings everyone closer together. And finally, surprise them with a card, flowers, a small gift just to know that you're thinking about them. Better still, write them a letter and post it to them. I think there's just something about writing a letter, maybe because no one does it anymore, that's just so sweet when you receive it. But if you don't want to write a letter, then even a text to say that I appreciate you and that I love our friendship. I feel like sometimes with friends, and although we love them, we don't say it enough. So if you feel it, say it. And that's something that I also want to practice for 2021. It's like, if I feel something, I'm just going to say it. Honestly, Valentine's Day is just another day. And sometimes it's not that happy or romantic that people dream about because of the expectations they put onto it. For example, say if they want their partners to surprise them with some flowers and they don't get the flowers and it just leads into an argument, then was it really a romantic Valentine's Day? Real life and real life are two completely different things because no one actually knows what's happening behind the scenes. I hope to those of you who are celebrating Valentine's Day that you have a great time, whether that's virtually or whether you're seeing them in person. But to all my single people out there, there's honestly nothing wrong with being single at this time. So please enjoy it and honestly do what makes you happy because that's the most important thing. When we strip away all the noise, the thing that's the most important is whether or not you're truly happy. And I really hope that helped. Let me know your thoughts on this topic. You can message me on Instagram and Twitter at @prettypersonal. I think I'm going to make my Insta stories just a little bit more interactive because I would love for you guys to be involved and really create a community. But also, side note, I'm on Clubhouse and I really love that app because I've connected and spoken to so many amazing people. So if you're on Clubhouse, like, let's connect. Follow me at @prettypersonal. Like I said before, I'm not doing that many solo episodes this season, but I really hope you enjoyed this one. But next week's episode is super relatable to all my brand girls out there. Okay? I'll speak to you guys next week. Take care. Bye.